Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
News Talk 830 WCCO. Time is 2:08. Chad's off today. Chris Eggert here with 5 Eyewitness News. Taking on all kinds of topics today. The A topic, though, definitely has to be the government shutdown and how it's spreading into our daily lives as these things do, as they go on. Of course, if you're a federal employee or you're in the military, you know this real well because you're not getting paid, or you work at the airport, TSA. You know this reality real well. If you're not directly impacted as a government employee, as these things go on, we start to feel the impacts in our daily lives more and more. This morning on the news, we were talking about telehealth appointments, something that you would not necessarily think of as being impacted by this, but because of Medicare or Medicaid, Medicare, I think, the setup there that can impact your telehealth. So if you're trying to even at this point get an appointment, get a telehealth appointment, that might be something you run into. The airport thing is a big thing. We talked about that earlier with a aviation expert who had some interesting comments. So if you want to go back and listen to that later, you can on the Chad Hartman podcast page. I want to talk a little bit more about the politics of this. If you are President Donald Trump, and I definitely think he feels that they are in the driver's seat on this. But you are hearing more and more where people are starting to break off a little bit and go, no, we actually need to come to some kind of compromise. They're stepping out and they're speaking out. And even Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, one of the people who's now coming out and saying, we do have to do something about health insurance, which is one of the things been a big sticking point into why they're not coming to any kind of a resolution here. So we thought we'd bring in Stephen Scheer, very brilliant mind, political science professor at Carleton College. Mr. Scheer, how are you?
I'm well, thanks.
Haven't talked to you in a minute. How's everything down in Northfield?
It's quiet, you know, beautiful day.
Fall in Northfield, what a beautiful place.
Yeah.
You're a lucky man.
A lot of beautiful places in Minnesota.
No, that's a good point. Let's talk a little bit about the politics of this. Who do you think is gonna give in first?
Well, I don't think the administration's inclined to give in. They believe that, you know, as you mentioned, that they have the high ground. I think what's really interesting is to see how the polling works out over time with this. And the polls are all over the place. It's not obvious that either side, the Republicans or the Democrats, is a big winner here so far. But as all these consequences begin to hit people, as you were mentioning, that may change quite a bit. And depending on who gets most of the blame, may produce that side going to the table first. And so far, nobody's at the table, and that's the problem.
You know, it's interesting that you bring up the polling thing, because that's something I really hadn't even thought about. And, you know, they do pay a lot of attention to the polling.
Yes, both sides do. And you can find polling that is good news for the Democrats in this shutdown. You can find polling that is good news for the administration and the Republicans in this shutdown. And so we're in kind of a vague and uncertain moment here. And what this, I think, produces is a lack of action on either side to really resolve this issue until something more dramatic occurs.
I should probably know the answer to this question, but and I think they do get paid. But do members of the Senate and the House of Representatives, do they get paid?
Yes,
this?
They do get paid. But, of course, government employees and military troops, and as you suggested, air traffic controllers are not getting paid. And the longer that goes on, the more controversy there'll be around that.
Well, when you can sit and look at it, and it's real easy, like, for them to have a political fight when it's not really impacting their pocketbooks. And to your point, that is where I think when that polling comes out, when people start feeling the impact on a day-to-day basis, that's really when the public's going to start to get angry about this, and maybe you'll see some more clarity in the polling on that, wouldn't you expect?
Yeah, historically, the party that refuses to fund the government usually suffers during a shutdown. Now, in previous shutdowns, that's almost always been the Republican Party. This is a different situation where the Democrats are not funding what's called a continuing resolution to keep government spending occurring for the next 7 months. Will the Democrats suffer the same fate that Republicans often suffered in the past? That is the big question.
Is there any chance that someone could emerge here as sort of a peacemaker, a bridge, somebody could come out and sort of broker something to make this work out and make all sides happy?
There are conversations right now between moderate Republicans and Democrats in the U.S. Senate. If five more Democrats vote to fund the government, then the shutdown ends. So perhaps they can work something out, but I think the real problem is the administration is not part of those talks. And at this point, the administration is not encouraging a solution in that direction.
What does J.D. Vance, what kind of role does he play in any of this?
Oh, he's in many ways the public face of the administration in controversies like this. They put him out as a messenger to try and drive the administration message now. He also, of course, has experience in the U.S. Senate. And one of the key things to watch is whether he becomes actively involved in talks in the U.S. Senate to resolve the shutdown. So far, we have no reports of that. But if he were to begin to do that, that would suggest the administration is trying to find a way through this with Democrats in the Senate.
We were talking a little bit earlier on the show about who is the face of the Democratic Party right now. What do you think?
Well, in the immediate situation of the shutdown, it's Charles Schumer, who is the minority leader in the Senate. But, you know, there are a bunch of other Democrats who are very present in the traditional media, in social media, and that may be a problem for the Democrats, in that they have so many voices out there that it's not obvious who is the leader.
Speaking specifically about health insurance, Marjorie Taylor Greene brought that up a little bit earlier, that, she's been vocal saying, we actually do need to come to the table and try to figure out a way to help people with this. Do you see the position changing from the administration on that?
Well, I think the administration in principle is willing to discuss this. Here's the big divide. The administration says, yes, we will discuss doing something about that once you decide to fund the government. And Democrats are saying, we want to discuss this now before we fund the government. So they're going to have to work out some sort of an agreement on that front.
Any predictions on how long this could go?
This could go a while. And the reason it could go a while is because the administration has been very aggressive in their messaging. It has, you know, the administration has not been conciliatory in the way they're approaching this. And of course, Democrats have responded in a similar way. And as long that sort of public messaging really gets in the way of constructive compromise, then it's not in the foreseeable future. So it could go on for a while.
Stephen Scheer, a political science professor at Carleton College, thanks so much for your time. It's good to talk to you and good to get your insight.
Okay, thank you.
Stephen calling in on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Who do you think is going to be the first party here to step up and make an effort to come up with a compromise? I would love to hear what you have to say. WCCO Talk and Text Line, 651-461-9226.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
News Talk 830 WCCO, it is 222, and happy birthday to Bruno Mars, who we learned today is 40, and that's why we're featuring what I believe must be every one of his songs.
He's got a wide selection of hits, okay?
I've only recognized a couple of them.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you are ancient.
I'm not. It's true. I'm not against Bruno Mars. It's fine.
We haven't gotten to Uptown Funk yet.
No. And well, we only have a couple more commercial breaks left.
We'll get there.
Is Jason here today?
As far as
he's
I know.
On vacation again.
He's at the big Grand Casino Arena doing the show for there yesterday.
Oh.
Because it was wild food day.
So. Oh, that's a big day around here.
Yeah, that's a big day everywhere. Now, every stadium has to do it, right? If you own a stadium, you must have a food day.
Boy, I am going to say something controversial.
Okay, we're here for it.
That food day thing. I don't. it's not that big a deal to me.
I feel bad for every stadium now that feels they need to do it in town.
Yes.
Other than
Target Field. Because it's become a thing.
Target Field has, they are light years ahead of every other stadium arena in town as far as food. They crush it. And everyone else is just, well, I guess we'll
they,
compete
they
for
They have
place.
Much more real estate.
They do.
Right.
They're able to do it.
I mean, maybe not
and
U.S. Bank Stadium,
is just,
but yeah.
I think baseball is tied with food more than football, hockey, basketball.
Yep. And God knows the baseball play is not all that entertaining. So you want to get up and
I don't know why you would say
go,
that.
go get yourself something to eat.
A strong point, but come on.
Yeah, we did try some of the wild food. Yesterday on Minnesota Live, and it was good. They brought a lot of stuff from O'Gara's, which is a lot of the stuff they sell out at the fairgrounds already. Those giant tater barrels.
The kegs.
The tater keg.
Yeah.
Some kind of a cheese curd assortment, some deep fried ranch.
Yeah, at least we can all get deep fried ranch now all year long.
Right.
As long as
it's no longer just something.
Thank heavens.
It's no longer... just something that you can just something that you can get at the fair. All right, we're gonna take on a controversial topic right now.
We just did.
By the way, Chad's off. Chris here with Channel 5. In case you haven't figured that out yet. Where is the best toilet in the state of Minnesota? Which is also the best toilet in all of the United States. You heard this one yet?
We talking toilet specifically or an entire restroom?
Restroom.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I should have clarified. Restroom. Not
just low-flow toilet.
Not just a toilet.
The whole restroom. The whole shooting match.
The whole kit and caboodle.
Mm-hmm.
So according to the company Cintas, which has come up with a great contest to get their company name mentioned in the news.
Good for them.
I'm not mad
hey,
at them.
Who knows restrooms better than Cintas?
Restroom in northern Minnesota has been crowned the best restroom for America in 2025. It is the restroom located at Bearhead State Park in Ely.
Oh, I know that one.
Best restroom. You know that one?
No, I don't. No.
And now
but I should know that one.
I'm looking at a picture of it, and I'll be honest... It looks fairly rustic, which I would expect at a state park in Ely. Not rustic, gross, like rustic. Very, it's very clean and but it's cinder block wall. That not even much of a stool. No protective cover for the toilet.
Interesting.
So this does have me thinking. What qualities does one look for in a good toilet, a good bathroom?
I now, read about this one. It sounds like there's some extras they give you. It was like a dishwashing station outside.
It's a whole, because it's at a state park.
Campground right there.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. But
you don't need that downtown.
Is a dishwashing thing that make it the restroom itself that great? I mean, apparently. Right. They're number one.
That's pretty big.
They're going in the best restroom Hall of Fame.
That's right.
For perpetuity.
You not only get number one of the year.
You're in the Hall of Fame.
Automatically in the HOF.
Hey, kids, we're going to the Cintas Bathroom Hall of Fame.
Pack
up the old family truckster, and we're going to go look at that. And they get $2,500 worth of products.
It's a good deal.
Cintas.
That's a lot of one-ply.
Shout out to Cintas. What makes a good... I have a great quality of a restroom.
Please.
WCCO talk and text line 651-461-9226. As a used to be field reporter out and about on the streets almost every single day. I don't get to do that anymore. I'm stuck in a dark, dank, windowless studio.
With truly awful co-hosts.
Now.
That's what you said.
With awful people. No, I'm just kidding. I don't go out and about anymore. But as a field reporter, one of the most challenging things when you're out and about at a crime scene or wherever you might be, it's trying to find a good bathroom.
Sure.
And you become a bit of a connoisseur of good restrooms, where they're located at around town, sort of use that. Well, I know we can stop at, I know it sounds weird, but you kind of have to.
Makes sense. Get a little mental map of, okay, we're heading out to far out area. Maybe we need to stop here on the way.
It's the last stop.
Makes a lot of sense.
You learn which convenience stores have the best bathrooms sort of consistently.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes, one of my preferences is a good government center generally have real nice bathrooms.
They take care of them.
Yeah.
And Hennepin County Government Center down here, they nice job.
State Capitol, let me tell you, marble, fancy wooden doors. The door goes like all the way down.
Oh, that's luxury.
You get privacy.
Luxury. Are you a towel or air dryer kind of guy?
Well, that kind of depends on the mood. And I think that's a bit of a personal question, to be honest.
All right, how about the sink preference?
I'm not comfortable answering.
Turn the thing, push down the knob, or hand sensor?
No, you have to turn. You have to control the water.
I kind of like the sensor.
Really?
If I don't have to touch things, I'm good.
That's fair.
Same with the door situation.
Yep.
I don't like to have to leave knowing men's room, what do you say?
Yeah.
5 out of 10 people probably didn't wash their hands.
10%.
If I have to then grab that handle that I know 1,200 people this week already didn't wash their hands.
Yeah.
If we can have an automatic door, perhaps a situation where there's no door, you know, you kind of go around the corner deal.
Yeah.
That's always nice.
No, that's fair. That's fair. The solid gold restroom in the 1990s. This is according to the Talking Text Line.
Okay.
Which, by the way, if I have not said it enough, it's 651-461-9226. You're like me. I just have it programmed in my phone. So I can say, hey, Siri, and then I like to troll to Russia.
Good.
I mean, constantly.
He needs more of it.
Why is there not a good public restroom in downtown Minneapolis?
That is a contention of mine as well.
Well, listen, I'm sure it's because they don't want just every Tom, Dick, and Harry walking in off the street and going in to use the bathroom.
It is amazing, though. I mean, unless it's a government building. If you're skyway level,
yeah,
you're out of luck.
You're done.
You are out of luck.
My grandma always told me when I was a kid to never miss a chance to go to the bathroom. This has stuck with me. And I'm 67 years old now. Sorry, I didn't mean to age you. Someone's quality here about the great quality they're looking for in a bathroom is no poo on the ceiling.
On the ceiling?
Sure. I don't think anybody wants that in a restroom.
With like chimps in the bathroom or something? Did we let them in? I don't want it left in the toilet either. I'd like you to flush it down.
People are funny. So here's some of the other finalists, in case you're wondering.
Were we?
No. The city of Fruta, Colorado.
Sure.
Footprints, which is a place in Lawrence, Kansas. A hotel in Salt Lake City. Hotels have great bathrooms. Always.
Mm.
In front, not the rooms, the... Down in the lobbies. Well, depending on your level of hotel.
Okay, 5-star.
We only stay in 5-star, clearly. The Modern Bar in Orlando, Florida. Rooftop at Pier 17 in New York.
Oh, love that one.
Tastsu in Dallas, Texas.
That's a gem.
Which I've heard is one of the best.
Yeah.
Takoot Shores in San Diego, California. You might remember some of the previous winners here in Minnesota.
I remember all of them.
One that has been highly regarded for years is the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport bathrooms.
They do a very nice job at MSB. I mean, the airport itself is top-notch. The bathrooms only add to it.
We love our airport. Never have I seen an airport as a point of pride as the Minneapolis-St. Paul
right.
International Airport.
That's right. Take that.
They love it. Buc-ee's. You've ever been to a Buc-ee's Travel Plaza? Then they're building one in Wisconsin. You've been to a Buc-ee's before, Dave?
No, I've not.
Big, giant. Yeah, it's a spectacle. Yeah, I think their bathrooms are pretty good. So Minneapolis-St. Paul won, the airport won in 2016. By the way, I have a friend who always checks in on Facebook at the bathroom where Larry Craig had his whole wide stance. Every time he's at the airport, checks in at that stall. He's a funny guy.
Take a photo of his foot tapping on the ground.
And other people check in there like it's a thing at the airport.
I bet they do.
It's just funny. Varsity Theater in Minneapolis won it in 2013.
Way to go, Varsity.
Now, this is good perspective from one of the texters here. The worst public bathrooms are in Italy and France. Europe is synonymous with not having great bathrooms, if
they
any
like
bathroom
pay toilets
at all.
Too.
Well, that's what they're talking about. They had a pay toilet situation in downtown Seattle, a self-cleaning toilet. Yeah, it was weird.
Self-cleaning.
Yes. Yeah, they like would do this whole thing and clean themselves. It became like a den for trouble. Like people would go in there and do drugs and God knows what. Like but it was really weird. So cities are, you know, there are cities that have experimented with sort of a public bathroom situation. But it doesn't always work out very well because unfortunately people don't always do the right thing.
Humans can't be trusted with a public.
No, they can't. All you need is two things. Well-maintained, clean that I find. A Quick Trip, they have consistently good bathrooms.
Quick
like I was saying earlier,
bathroom, sure.
That's something you look for.
Just keep it clean.
Do you think those, you said that with the toilets that have that rotating ring of plastic shield mm-hmm. that goes around it,
yep.
and you push the button and, oh, new plastic shields going on the toilet. Is it?
You're claiming it's recycled shield?
I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
They just circle it around and one out of three people gets
How do you know unless you soil it?
You don't know.
Right.
Are you going to try to soil it?
To prove a point? That would seem like a really disgusting experiment.
Taking on big plastic shield, Chris Eggert. Five Eyewitness News investigates.
Hey, listen, that may be the kind of journalism that people are looking for in this town.
Nightcast.
I just don't know. I don't know. All right, loving your comments on this again. Talking text line 651-461-9226. Let's talk about something that might be keeping you awake at night. It's interfering in your rest. It's messing with your head. It's become a problem. And it's probably in your hand or your pocket right now. We'll talk about it when we come back. News Talk 830 WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
241 News Talk 830 WCCO. If you were listening earlier, I hope you were, because if you had a chance to listen to Adam and Jordana, and Adam sort of, I felt like he kind of really got real and cut open a vein on how he was feeling about the political environment and the weight of the world. And just it makes him sad. It makes him angry. It makes him frustrated. It was really good. It was really good. If you go back and listen to that, but it also got me really thinking. And also based on something that I read earlier today, it is very overwhelming. Everything, all day, every day, coming at you. But are we doing this to ourselves to some extent? And I say that because I just read an article this morning talking specifically about what technology and your phones and electronics and everything is doing to your brain. And according to a new book that's out, the physics, physiology of what all this crap is doing for your brain. We're not getting enough rest. It's making us feel anxious. Is there a lot going on in the world right now? Absolutely. Do you ever take a break from it? Probably not. If you're like us right now in the studio, I have a talking text line up. I have a laptop up. I have a cell phone right here. I have 1, 2, 3, 4 different monitors that I'm looking at. And this is the way we've all become. It's bad for your brain. Our brains, according to this book, are made in a way to do one thing. And then when we get tired, the body's reaction is you get tired. So you stop. So you don't fall asleep. So you don't fall asleep in the middle of said thing. But because we are switching from thing to thing to thing to thing to thing, if you work from home, you're video conferencing, perhaps you're on a computer, you're on a laptop, you're dinking with your phone, TV's on in the background, but whatever it might be.
Probably have the radio on CCO.
Probably have the radio on, which I would say is the most passive form and probably the best right now.
Doesn't have to be passive. You can be very active. And if you are, 651-461-9226.
Thank you. We are hurting ourselves by having all these things going on. We're not resting. That's a fact. We're not resting as well. You probably have your phone sitting next to your bed. If you listen to the experts, you put the thing in another room.
Mm-hmm.
Who does that?
Leave it in the kitchen, right?
Who does that?
Nobody.
Nobody. Because people use it for their alarm clocks. And
we take the kids' phones and perhaps put them in the kitchen.
Yes, but then you...
Because we know it's best for them.
But then you sit up and doom scroll on yours at night. And I was thinking in the context of what Adam was saying earlier. And again, I thought it was very heartfelt, and I agree with him in a lot of ways. I also do think we're doing it to ourselves to some extent. You have to, for your health, step away from some of it for a while. Go out and go for a walk. Listen to some music. Just give yourself a break. We were down in New Orleans last weekend, 3 or 4 days away. I didn't have one conversation with anybody about the government shutdown.
Good.
Nor was anyone around me talking about it.
Were you reading things on your phone, perhaps when you were taking a moment at the hotel?
Or? I made an effort to try to stay off the phone and have face-to-face interaction. And in fact, if I was going to use a phone, I would actually get up and go to the other room, hammer out a couple things I need to take care of, get up and come back. And I'm as bad as anybody on this. I'm just saying, according to the book, don't listen to me. The name of the book's called Over the Influence. That's one of the books talking specifically about what that's doing social media. And then this new one, Digital Exhaustion, Simple Rules for Reclaiming Your Life. And you're hurting yourself by looking at all these things. You gonna change your habits?
Are any of us going to change our habits?
I'm telling you, and I am a news person, and I want you to listen and watch and be. I want you to consume every. In fact, my mortgage gets paid because of it, and I'm so grateful when people respond to and consume what we're putting on. But I truly believe you need to step away from it at certain points in the day and get a perspective, get out, look around, see what's going on around you.
Here's something interesting I found. So remember the documentary a few years ago? It was on Netflix, The Social Dilemma.
Yeah.
That really opened my eyes to a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And specifically just how our phones are begging for us to use them.
Absolutely.
You know, it's the first thing that, you know, when you're a kid and there was a toy, the toy didn't talk to you. The toy didn't say, hey, look at me, ding, 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 play with me. You had to actively go search for what you wanted to do. If you wanted a movie, you had to pick out the movie. If you wanted whatever, you had to make that active decision. And that opened my eyes to just, okay, notifications on my phone, get rid of them.
Yep.
You know, I still get notifications for texts, but there's almost no app on my phone that will pop up with a notification.
Smart.
Where are you at on that? Because I've noticed in just the last 2 minutes while you were talking, your phone buzzed and lit up twice and you looked down at it.
I know.
Each time.
That's what I said.
As you're making this argument about how we need to get away from our phones.
And one of them was your order's ready at Cub Pharmacy.
Oh, congratulations.
Great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good for you.
It's about time.
Good for you.
Just kidding. Love Cub.
Drive by on Cub Pharmacy.
I love my people at Cub. I will turn a lot of them off, but I don't turn the breaking news alerts off. I don't turn text alerts. That was a text. I couldn't agree with you more. There's too much. You're great if you take the social media off your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Like you, and so then you get into the mindset of, oh my gosh, I'm missing out on something, right? Like that's our brains have become wired that way. If that piece of glass isn't in front of you at this moment, you're missing out on something.
I'd love to take a month or so to actually record, okay, each time I open Twitter or Facebook, did I actually get anything useful?
What you looked at?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, not everything, but just, you know, okay, well, I was just looking at Facebook for 10 minutes. Was there anything worthwhile? I would bet 9 out of 10 times, not really.
No.
Not really. It's a bunch of garbage that I don't even follow or subscribe to that they just threw in 100%, my feed.
100%. It's just, you just go there.
Mm-hmm.
WCCO Talk and Text Line, 651-461-9226. Jason DeRussia is coming up next. Chad will be back tomorrow. How many friends do you have? Real friends. And how many friends do you have the capacity to even have? You might be surprised what that number is. We'll talk about it when we come back. News Talk 830 WCCO. Time is 2:53. It is time for the Linus Time Check. Time to protect your home with clog-free LeafGuard brand gutters built to last. Boy, and now is the time of year you want those gutter covers. Every time this time of year, I wish that I'd finally bite the bullet and get me some LeafGuard.
Oh, you know who to call.
Yeah. Absolutely do. Jason DeRussia just walked in with a large group of people.
Big.
Typical. Kind of typical. I have a team usually with me at all times. Afternoon drive, big show.
There's always an entourage.
Morning news guy. It's like a small little entourage. If you came into your station at night, I'm sure like whoever the heck is the Channel 5 anchors at night, they would have a similar. I don't know. Nobody knows. I don't know. Who else is over there at Channel 5
at night? How many friends do you think you have?
Zero.
Friends.
Oh, actual friends?
Yeah.
You know that, so I, small group.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think if, I always describe capital F friends and small F friends.
Yeah.
And the small F friends circle is large. Like, yep. I could throw a party.
Yeah. Just
like, oh, we're having a party. And I could probably get 200 people to show up.
Sure.
Small F.
I would think you would get a lot more than that.
Well, it depends if I'm buying or not, right?
That's true. That's
if it's
true.
At the Minneapolis Club, like maybe they all, everybody wants to come in there.
That's true.
Actual close friends. Fewer than 10.
Fewer than 10?
Yeah. Yeah. I think there's probably a middle circle of friends, but like actual close.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty small. And my wife is my best friend. We've been together since college.
You know, you guys are adorable.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of disgusting.
It's mostly true. It's mostly true.
You're always posting pictures of you two doing things together.
I'm surprised how many women come up to me and are like, you know, we really appreciate you, like, posting that stuff.
I think it's great.
But I guess it just, to me, didn't seem like anything, you know? It's just, that's just my life.
Right. That's who you hang with.
But we have been together so long.
Right.
That's kind of, how about you? How many close friends do you have?
Well, I'm asking because an article came out in the Wall Street Journal saying that our brain capacity, we can only handle 150 friends.
Interesting.
In our orbit, which is about the amount of people that you said you'd have at your party.
I suppose.
150. Now, obviously not.
That sounds high, right?
But I kind of thought so, too.
I've read research before that says most people really can only handle like 4 close friends.
Yeah.
When you think about it this way. If tonight you and your wife had a dinner reservation for 4, how many couples would be on that like first list of who you would invite?
Yeah, probably 3 or 4.
Yeah. Right.
If you had,
I face that scenario a lot, and you're like, "Who are we going to invite?"
Right, right.
It's pretty small.
If you had a party at your house and 200 people were invited, would I be on that list?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Would I?
Yeah,
at the apartment, your downtown home or your Maple Grove home.
Yeah,
because could you fit 150 people in your downtown home?
No, no. I would probably get kicked out.
You'd
of
probably
that.
Probably get a room or something though, because
you know. One of these three would connect me. This is what you have the sales team for. Like, can you get me a deal somewhere?
Jason's coming up next. News Talk 830 WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.